Lord's Day number 20. We begin a new section on the Holy Spirit. Page 14. Please respond to the question. What do you believe concerning the Holy Spirit? First, that he is co-eternal God with the Father and the Son. Second, that he is also given unto me by true faith, makes me a partaker of Christ and all his benefits, comforts me, and shall abide with me forever. Amen. Sometimes we get a criticism for not mentioning enough or emphasizing enough in regards to the person of the Holy Spirit. And then there are other circles that of Christianity that focus a great deal on the Holy Spirit. And this seems to be, you know, well, why does the Holy Spirit get so little attention? You know, the Father had multiple Lord's Day, the Son had multiple Lord's Days, but the Holy Spirit, he gets a little paragraph. And I don't think it's a matter of whether we're focusing on the Holy Spirit enough or not enough, but whether we get him right, whether we understand him rightly. And so the Holy Spirit uniquely does not point to himself. We have more information on the Father and the Son than on the Holy Spirit, and that is on purpose. In fact, the work of the Spirit and the work and Christ are almost, well, not the same, but they work side by side. And so everything that Christ has accomplished, the Holy Spirit applies. And so the Catechism points out, first of all, that just because the Holy Spirit is the third person, that doesn't make him third place, but he is co-eternal with the Father and the Son, meaning that he is the third person. He is equally God as the Father and the Son, just because of this Holy Spirit being sent out by Jesus and the Father does not make him less God. His submission to the Son does not make him less God. Just as when the Son, on his earthly ministry, he said, everything that I do out of submission to my Father's will. That doesn't make Christ less God either. And so, first of all, the Holy Spirit is a person. If you study the Jehovah's Witness cult, they have their own version of the Bible, and if you actually look side by side in Genesis 1:1, actually we're friends. You know, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God made the heavens and the earth. No problems there. And then you get to the second verse, when the Spirit of God hovers over the deep. They don't say Spirit of God. They say the active force of God. Now, they use the active force. Every time that the Spirit is mentioned, it's lowercase, or it's replaced with the phrase active force, as like electricity. You know, it generates energy. You can see the effects of it, but it's impersonal. But I want to focus on Romans 8, that kind of highlights that, one, the Holy Spirit is a person, and his purpose is to make me a partaker of Christ and all his benefits, to comfort me and to abide with me. And so Romans chapter 8 highlights that all those aspects quite well. Not all of Romans 8. I'm not going to go that route. Romans 8, 26 and 27. This is Paul speaking. And he says this in Romans 8, 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weakness, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So first of all, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, and this comes in the context of after Paul saying that all of creation groans, and we, like the creation, groan because we live in this fallen world. And so in light of our weakness, the Holy Spirit is sent to us to help us in our weakness. And in this particular application, Paul talks about how the privilege of prayer, the Holy Spirit is in fact present. He actually intercedes for us. And this does not happen for just anybody who prays. Only those who are in Christ have this privilege of the Holy Spirit interceding on their behalf to bring them to Christ. And so this is part of the benefits of having a living relationship with God the Father and Christ the Son. And so the Holy Spirit intercedes for us when we groan to the point where we don't know what to pray for, or we don't know how to pray, or we don't know what to say in our prayers. But the Holy Spirit is so intimately involved in our relationship with God that even when we go through those periods of groaning, the Holy Spirit does not just leave us in our weakness. He actually lifts us up. Verse 27, now he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is. That says that he who searches the heart, which is God, knows the mind of the Spirit, because he, the Spirit, makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So that even when we don't know what to pray for, the Holy Spirit goes on our behalf and knows what to pray for us, in a sense. This is a very, very amazing comfort and privilege that we have as Christians, that we do not have it all together, and we will go through periods of groaning in our life, but the Holy Spirit will help us in our weakness and bring us to Christ according to the will of God. And so let's conclude our summary of Lord's Day 20 with that.